Tanya for the 27th day of Iyar is on page 779 in chapter 51, Perek Nun Aleph of Tanya. The Alter Rebbe is speaking about the difference between higher worlds and lower worlds, how the difference between them is not in relation to the presence of God Himself, who is present equally in all the worlds, but rather the degree of revelation of godliness that is greater in the higher worlds than in the lower worlds. Because in the lower worlds, the light that is given to animate the world, to give life to the world, is concealed in many garments. And these garments are so strong and so intense, so powerful, into which godliness is concealed and hidden, until it is so concealed, until it is able to create this physical, mundane world, meaning the physical part of the physical world. And this lowest condition, the inanimate objects of the physical world, are given life and light through these garments, a light that is clothed, hidden, and concealed in these many and powerful garments that conceal and hide the light and the life, to the degree, to the point where no life is revealed at all. You don't see any life at all in a stone or in the earth or in water. Rather, what you see is material, physical objects that appear lifeless. Although there is some life, still, there is a life there, and there is an energy there that gives them existence and keeps them in existence, out of bringing them into existence out of nothing. And the effect of this life that God gives them is that it keeps them from returning to that nothingness. And this light that comes to the inanimate object comes from God Himself, only it is clothed in many garments. It says in the Eitz Chaim that the light and the life that is given to the planet Earth, which we see with the physical eye, it comes from the level of Malchus, of the lowest world, the world of Asiya. And even in Malchus, since Malchus is made up of all 10 attributes, it comes from the lowest level of Malchus, Malchus Shebe Malchus. Uvetecha Malchus di Yetzira. But in this lowest level of Malchus de Malchus, the Asiya, there exists also an element of Malchus of Yetzira, etc., all the way up to Malchus of Atzilus, ad shebeteich kulon yud sviris d'Atzilus, and in Malchus d'Atzilus, there are all 10 attributes, all 10 sviris of Atzilus, hamiyuchodes b'ma'atzilon insei baruchu, and they are all one with their emanator, with the source, which is God Himself. In Hayem Yain, for the 27th of Iyar, the Rebbe writes that Amur Sipir, my father, Adeni Ovi, Meiri Verabi, related Sheshoma Me'oviv B'Shem HaTamach Tzedek, that he heard from his father, Rebbe Marash, in the name of the Tamach Tzedek, Sheshoma Me'abeinu Hazokin, who heard from the Alter Rebbe, Shehoyokere Es Atzmei B'Shem Ben, L'Harav HaMagid. The Alter Rebbe would call himself, refer to himself as the Magid's son, Ubishem Neched La Baal Shem Tov, and he would refer to himself as the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov.